Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're talking this week about the concept of failure. And I talked yesterday about my own personal experience and what I went through having a business that ultimately failed. And so what I didn't get into yesterday is that I was going through the activities of actually dissolving the business, I got depressed. I mean, I got really depressed. And I just couldn't accept the fact that I was a failure. I couldn't even say it out loud. And I remember having a conversation with my mother, and she asked me what I learned from the experience. And I went on to give her, you know, a 45-minute diatribe on everything that went wrong and what I could have done differently. And then she asked me, you know, if I could have had a different experience or if I could have got a better education, I should say, if I had gone to business school, right, and taken that money that I had invested and lost and applied that to getting an MBA or just going back to school. And, you know, the one thing I realized at that moment was, you know, learning about business in a classroom versus actually living that business every day are two really different experiences, right? I mean, you go to class, you take a test, and you sort of forget most of what you learned after that. When you have a real life experience, especially something that's difficult or traumatic, you're going to remember that, right? And you will grow from that. There's just no other way around it. And so you want to talk about the best education you can get. Experience certainly leads to a wonderful education. Now, it was difficult to see that at the time, but in hindsight, I've learned more from that experience about business than anything I've ever done. So clearly that was one. And then the other point, which I did make yesterday, was that this also served as a catalyst for me to really get clear about what I wanted in life. Because if you go through an experience like that and you fail, and now you look at the world and say, okay, now I know what I don't want to do. Let me focus on what I do want to do, and let me take the experiences that I've had and make sure I don't make some of those same mistakes again. So number one, you focus on what you love doing, which is what I was fortunate to do. And number two, now I know what not to do. Now I know what I don't like, and now I have a much better idea of how to proceed from here. So when we talk about failure, it's easy to look at it and say, oh, well, it's just horrible and there's nothing good about it. But clearly there are some good things that can come from it. And we're going to talk more about that as we progress through the week. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator each day, you can subscribe and you can get there on iTunes or on Stitcher. You know, it's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards where you want to go in life. And I'm just asking you for that opportunity. Let me be that person for you. And just commit to getting here. It's a few minutes a day. It doesn't cost you anything to do it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. And use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to discuss more about the concept of learning from your experiences. But for today, I want you to think about areas in life where you've had failures. I want you to think about what you've learned through those failures and what you can apply to other parts of your life. And just make sure you're actually taking those experiences to heart, learning from them, and implementing some of those changes that you need to make in your life. And if you want to take a deeper dive on any of this, just go to my website at joelbrookman.com and sign up for the weekly discussion.